Hello, this is Carl Erickson, Event and Community Outreach Coordinator at the Bookworm Bookstore, coming to you with back-to-school season reads for the lifelong learner in all of us. For Arts Today, here are some of our nonfiction favorites from the past year. The name Doris Kearns Goodwin might be familiar. She is a seasoned American biographer and the author of such books as No Ordinary Time and Team of Rivals, which was adapted into the 2012 Spielberg film Lincoln. Back in April, she released her ninth book, An Unfinished Love Story, a personal history of the 1960s. Herein, Kearns Goodwin artfully weaves together biography, memoir, and history. She takes you along on the emotional journey she and her husband, presidential advisor Richard Goodwin, embarked upon in the last years of his life. Doris and Richard's last great adventure involved finally opening more than 300 boxes of letters, diaries, documents, and memorabilia that they had saved for more than 50 years. This gave them both an opportunity to make fresh assessments of the central figures of the time. The voyage of remembrance brought unexpected discoveries, forgiveness, and the renewal of old dreams, reviving the hope that the youth of today will carry forward this unfinished love story with America. Available now, that's An Unfinished Love Story by Doris Kearns Goodwin. You either were there or you wanted to be. A defining New York City institution co-founded by Norman Mailer, The Village Voice was the first newspaper to cover hip-hop, the avant-garde scene, and off-Broadway with gravitas. It invented new forms of criticism and storytelling and revolutionized journalism, spawning hundreds of copycats. The Freaks came out to write the definitive history of The Village Voice, the radical paper that changed American culture, by Tricia Romano, released back in February. With more than 200 interviews, including Colson Whitehead, Greg Tate, Michael Musto, Vivian Gornick, Susan Brown Miller, Blondie, and Bob Costas, Romano tells the story of journalism, New York City, and American culture, and the most famous alt-weekly of all time. The author began her 8-year career at The Voice as an intern, and as a contributing writer, she wrote features and award-winning cover stories about culture and music. Don't be intimidated by its page count. This story of The Village Voice, as told by an incredibly wide range of humans, is a quick, digestible read. That's The Freaks Came Out to Write by Tricia Romano. In 2007, author A.J. Jacobs spent a year trying to follow all the rules and guidelines he could find in the Bible. Thus came his book, The Year of Living Biblically. Now, Jacobs is back with The Year of Living Constitutionally, one man's humble quest to follow the Constitution's original meaning. His latest release, which hit the shelves in May, chronicles his hilarious adventures in attempting to follow the original meaning of the Constitution as he searches for answers to one of the most pressing issues of our time. How should we interpret America's foundational document? He asserts his right to free speech by writing his opinions on parchment with a quill and handing them out to strangers in Times Square. He consents to quartering a soldier, as is his Third Amendment right. He turns his home into a traditional 1970s household. Much like he did with the Bible, Jacobs provides a crash course on our Constitution as he experiences the benefits and perils of living like it's the 1790s. What follows is a funny, insightful, and timely account of our country's storied document. More information about these books and more, as well as upcoming author events for kids and adults alike, is available at the Bookworm in person. This has been Carl Erickson from the Bookworm with Arts Today for KVNO.